Candy, I'm sure you've got some, and I'm sure you listening in the car, at home, wherever you are, you've got it too. Take a look through your kitchen, through the cupboards. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've got some Tupperware. Tupperware.
Lots of it.
You do, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, we do too, and Tupperware is in the headlines right now. It's trending only because the company has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
Yes. Mounting losses after poor demand for its once iconic food storage containers. I was reading up on the history of Tupperware just to begin with. Mm-hmm. It actually was founded in 1938, but became very popular. It exploded in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
In the 50s, women of the post-war generation held Tupperware parties at their homes to sell food storage containers because these women were looking for independence and empowerment, saying, we can work. We're doing this too. So yeah, so they held
these
Tupperware parties. And
it still holds solid today. Like, I mean, that there's Tupperware parties that still continue.
But this is the thing. Like, what's going to happen now? Because listen to this. If you want numbers, Tupperware listed $500 million to $1 billion in estimated assets and anywhere from $1 billion to $10 billion in estimated liabilities.
Oh.
So they're trying to reorganize, figure this out, and hopefully it has some staying power.
I wonder what's going to happen with the whole lifetime warranty.
I'm sorry. Good call, Candy. I forgot about Tupperware had a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, I mean, Tupperware, everyone has had it. You know, for me, I always think back to the big salad bowl or the big storage bowl.
Yeah.
It always has so many uses, you know, foot bath, meat defroster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Puke bucket, potato salad bowl, and popcorn bowl.
I'm sorry. Did you just say a puke bucket?
Of course.
Those Are you kidding bowls? Me right now?
Come on. Everyone used it for that at one time or another.
I'm sorry. I need to put this out there. Did you use the Tupperware bowl as a puke bucket? Like
or
Candy
meat
just said?
Or a defroster and the salad bowl. It had such a multi-purpose bowl.
If someone barfs in a bowl and then they use it to defrost meat.
All right. I know there's people out there that know exactly what I'm talking about. Please text us to our teammate Telltale. Talk and text line 807-344-8229. Danny is looking at me.
Candy
like,
needs a save. All right. Well, Sherry said my entire kitchen is set up with Tupperware. All right. Brenda Lee, let's see. All of the above.
Yeah.
What?
Thank you, Brenda.
Look at what Hannah just said.
Oh, yeah. Before Candy said it, I was just about to text and say the Tupperware bowl was good for everything from salads to vomit.
What world am I living in? I am missing this right now. Thank you, Sal. Not a chance. Gross. I can't do it. I can't. You used a Tupperware bowl, but then
still
you would alternate.
Still to this day, Danny. To this day.
No, I just need confirmation. You also alternatively would use it to defrost meat after you've barfed in it?
And then you'd wash it, Danny.
It doesn't matter. It was barfed in. I am so sorry if you're having breakfast right now. I can't right now. I can't
Wanna
do this.
Want to come over for dinner tonight?